This is the city. Cody, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Thursday as we have items sent to us from the Cody Police Department covering activity from this week. They include traffic stop at 12:35 a.m. Driver warning for failure to signal on a turn. Warning issued. And, of course, this occurring after midnight. So they think you're drunk since you're such a bad driver. But your excuse is, I'm a bad driver. Oh, okay. Suspicious activity on 17th Street. RP states there's a small four-door sedan spare on right rear, red in color. Possibly drinking. Well, I'm guessing the people calling it in were possibly drinking.
The person writing the report.
Yeah. Gone on arrival. Yeah, drunk and gone. So
toddled off.
Yeah. Harassment on A Street. RP receiving harassing phone calls. Disposition. Assistance given.
Just general harassment.
Well, is it... I mean, when a call comes in... You check the number. Is it somebody you know? Most phones have a caller ID system lined up.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you keep picking up? Hello?
If your name isn't in my contacts, my address book or whatever, and it doesn't pop, if it's just a random number, voicemail.
Yeah, that's what you get. Miscellaneous assistance, Cody Law Enforcement Center, wanting to speak with an officer about warning he received today on TS. TS.
TS.
I don't know. I would stay away from TS, whatever it was.
That doesn't sound good.
Yeah. Threats on Freedom Street. RP states that he was threatened with a hammer from a male driver. Disposition, assistance given. Oh. That's what Freedom Street means, Russ. You're free to threaten people.
I don't think that's what it means.
Oh, maybe not. No. So
that could lead to Incarceration Street.
Yeah. And being sued Street.
Yeah.
Intoxicated subject on Rumsey. Disposition. Arrest made. Let's see what the arrest was. 60-year-old female from Powell arrested for public intoxication. There you go. Didn't want to do it in Powell. There you go.
Let's hope it wasn't our goodwill ambassador.
Yeah. Animal call other, Cody Law Enforcement Center, to landfill with deer. Disposition completed. So, sounds sort of like a kid's book, a little bit. Yeah. Except when the graphic pictures come up, it's like, who did the artwork for this book?
When the ending involves the dead animal pit.
Yeah, that's not pleasant. No. That'll cause some nightmares.
Exactly.
So. Animal stray, Australian Shepherd running, motor vehicle crash at Shamrock Apartments right before St. Patrick's Day.
A couple of leprechauns.
A gray GMC pickup hit his motorized bicycle in the parking lot. And then drove away. Hey, that's my motorized. That was my motorized bicycle.
He hit it because he thought it was stupid.
Yeah, well, it's. I got a neighbor who has a motorized bicycle, and it makes a pretty loud noise when it's driving. It sounds like you're driving a lawnmower. No?
I had a motorized bicycle one time, except I called it a motorcycle.
Oh, okay. Let's see, abandoned vehicle, Mountain View Drive. RP says there's a gray Toyota. It's been sitting in the parking lot for the last few weeks. Disposition, assistance given. So it's somebody, you just leave a vehicle,
I'm done with it.
Yeah. Let's see, traffic, more traffic stops. Let's go over here. Lots of patrol extra. Also a trespass complaint. At Cody High School, trespass notification. Kicked out of school, you still want to go back.
I want to go to class.
No. You cannot. So, and this occurring while school is going on. So,
we are here to inform you that you have no class.
Yeah. Disturbance, Pioneer Avenue, RP states a female not living at this area is causing problems being loud. Disposition assistance, Kevin. Let me write this down. A female being loud, Ross.
Inside voices.
Yeah, and not living at this area. You're not living at this area. What?
Go be loud at your home.
Traffic complaint. Hyena Avenue, RP says there was a bright red truck speeding in the area, stopped at the above address, almost hit a male walking a dog, driven by a female high school student with three other people in the cars. Unknown plate balance, disposition, citation issued.
Ah, got her.
I guess you can't almost hit a guy walking a dog. Okay.
Well, and don't we have a, for teen drivers and PAL, don't we have a limit?
For how many? Well, yeah. If you're 16 or under, 16 or 15.
Oh, okay.
But once you get past that and get a regular license, Russ, you can get a clown car.
Pack 20 of them in there.
Yeah. Miscellaneous assistance on E Avenue. RP would like to speak with an officer regarding a previous nuisance complaint. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. So,
what are you in for? I'm a nuisance.
Yeah, and usually it's like, the yard looks bad, and you're waiting for snow. You know, please snow so I don't get another nuisance letter, please. Miss Lane assistance, Gail Lane, RP says an adult male has been harassing her son around town. RP would like to speak to an officer about her options, disposition, assistance, Kevin. Mm. Sometimes once you get lawyers involved, then that's usually what stops it.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah.
You're frozen with fear, not a lawyer.
Yeah. Traffic complaint, Hyena Avenue. RP advised an old coupe, dark green, black ragtop, two males with hoodies doing donuts at the end of the cul-de-sac. Disposition unable to locate. So
that sounds like a sweet coupe, though.
Yeah. And then, of course, hoodies. So you know they're criminals. They give them out to criminals, Russ. So. Property damage. Holiday Inn, RP said there were three kids who were trespassing and damaged some property.
Oh.
Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. Stop beating up the Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
Trespass complaint, Juby's Trailer Court. RP says the listed male who has trespassed from the entire trailer park is at the above lot number right now. Disposition, arrest made.
Wow.
So they went into Juby's and finally got this guy who was trespassed from the entire trailer park.
Well, he just couldn't stay away.
Yeah. So now he'll be trespassed from the entire east side of Cody.
It's like the lost city of gold.
Yeah.
It's beckoning.
He's got to be there.
Yes. So
that's where all the action is.
I guess.
Yeah. Trespass complaint at the Comfort Inn. RP says the three juveniles who were at the Holiday Inn are now at the Comfort Inn loitering. It's with these guys.
They hate hotels.
They do. And now they're just they're slacking. Is what they're doing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a problem.
And the rates are pretty good at the Comfort Inn, but cheaper at the Discomfort Inn.
Yeah, that's you don't want to stay there. No. So you get a rock for a pillow, you know. It's just bad. It's a traffic stop. Driver warning for a blue light in the front and no license plate light. Warning issued. So,
well, yeah, that kind of sounds like a two birds, one stone thing.
Yeah, you'd think that, hey, well, I got a blue light. property damage on Rumsey. RP says someone shot through her window sometime last night. Glass is shattered, but no bullet found. Disposition, CK. Sometimes it's a rock.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a bullet if it goes all the way through, yeah.
Sometimes.
Intoxicated subject at Maverick South. RP says there's an intoxicated individual walking into Maverick. Disposition, CK. So you're thinking, oh, it must have been late at night after the bars are shutting down.
Yeah.
Nope, 1:30 in the afternoon. Drunk.
So. Well, he heard they stopped selling liquor at 2.
Yeah. Animal call other at Smoker Friendly. RP says there's a blue sedan with a dog in it every day. believes the owner is a female, works at the above location, disposition, assistance given. So maybe the dog likes being in the car.
Might.
Or likes cigarettes.
That schnauzer won't quit smoking.
It's smoker friendly and pet friendly. Oh, everybody's friendly over there, except for the one ratting them out.
Yeah. Unless they run out of smokes and they get decidedly unfriendly.
Man, do they get mad after that. Let's see, extra patrol request. Our people like to set up extra patrol at the above area until January 1st, 2020, which is already passed.
I want you to go back in time and give me an extra patrol.
Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center. Just around the corner from Juby's, you'll find Aldridge's. So check that out.
That's a big corner.
That is a huge corner. Anyway, appreciate the Cody Police Department for today's Police Blotter Report.